Well, we're going to look at a very short passage today, just one verse in 1 Peter. Now, if you want to find it in your Bibles, you can, but it's going to be up on the screen for most of the talk, so you don't need to turn to it if you don't want to. So I'll read this out. This is Peter, Simon Peter, talking about Jesus. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So we're going to start by looking at this first bit. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, and then also we'll look at the by his wounds you have been healed. So the truth that we hear in the Bible is that we are all sinful. We've either ignored God or rejected him or rejected Jesus. And that makes us sinners. And because of this, we'll all do things where we'll sin against each other. We might lie or fight or insult each other. And these are all sins as well. And the Bible tells us quite clearly that God, being a just God, will judge sins. Everybody will be judged. And the sad news is that none of us will be able to get through this judgment by ourselves. We will all be found guilty. But this is the wonderful news of the gospel, that Jesus bore our sins. So if we believe in Jesus, he takes our sins on himself, and when he died on the cross, he took God's punishment for in our place for all the things that we have done. And this heals us, which is another word for saying forgives us, which means we can be in God's family again. But the important thing to remember is that we were completely unable to save ourselves. Which reminds me of a story of a man called Matthew Bryce. Now, Matthew Bryce is a young man, 22 years old, and he decided in May of this year to go surfing off the coast of Scotland. So he went out in the morning, did a bit of surfing, and then realised that the wind and the tide was carrying him further and further away from land. He tried to paddle back in. He couldn't make it. And as night fell, he realised he'd be out there all night. He tried paddling through the night, and when the sun rose, he couldn't see the land at all. He was getting very dehydrated. He didn't have any water to drink, because you can't drink seawater. And during the next day, got very badly sunburned. He saw some ships in the distance, but he couldn't paddle towards them. He was exhausted. And as the sun began to set on the second day, he thought, this is it. He's going to die. He was completely unable to save himself. And it drifted 13 miles off the shore into the middle of the Irish Sea. And just as he was trying to make peace with his life, he heard a helicopter. A rescue helicopter came and found him. And as the man came down and winched him out of the water, Matthew Bryce was amazed that he had been saved. And he made a full recovery. Never surfed again. Not yet, anyway. And this little story about the surfer just made me think of how we are in a similar position to him, out on his surfboard, in the middle of the Irish Sea, unable to save himself. We are completely unable to save ourselves. And it's only by believing in Jesus, who bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we can be saved. Okay, that's the end of the first half. There's a second half to come. So we're going to sing another song now. Sorry, musicians, I should have given you a little bit more notice. And the next song is a kid's song, which is a lot of fun to sing, but it also has lots of good stuff about some famous Old Testament people and underlines what we've learned today about Jesus. So do have a look at the words as we sing them, and do stand up. Okay, we're now going to spend some time looking forwards. So as today is New Year's Eve, what do people traditionally do or make on New Year's Eve? That's a question. What do? Hannah? We can make calendars. Yes, that wasn't what I had in mind, though. Oh, we do countdown later on. I'm thinking whether we make any decisions or plans or promises or intentions for the next year. New Year's resolutions. That's great. So, has anyone here made any New Year's resolutions? Have you got some? Come on, be brave. Adults as well. Go on there, Thomas. So you're going to build your Technic Lego model by the 5th of January. That's a good resolution. Should be a pretty easy one to keep, that one. Normally there are things that you think you should stop doing or really should be doing, like stopping eating chocolate or doing regular exercise. None of those. That's fine. Another thing that people do is they sit down as a family and they might review the previous year and then plan the next year and commit it to the Lord in prayer, which is an excellent thing to do. But what we're going to do now is return to our passage and see that the passage causes us to look forward into the future in a slightly different way. Now, we talked earlier about how we'd been saved from our sins and forgiven by God. But we haven't just been saved so that we can do what we like and get on with our own lives and do our own things. No, we've been saved for a reason. Let's have a look. Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. So there's two things there we need to think about. What does it mean to die to sins? And what does it mean to live for righteousness? Well, dying to sins, there's sort of three different ways we could think about that. When we become Christians, we've died to the power of sin. And we can believe, this is, all of us here today can believe that sin has no power over us anymore. God has given us the strength to resist it. We've also died to the consequences of sins. Because Jesus died on the cross, we don't need to worry about judgment because Jesus has gone through that. But also we need to think about this actively. We need to think, am I going to go on and sin? Am I going to reject God? Maybe reject my parents? Or am I going to die to that? And the second thing we've got here is that Christians, we can live for righteousness. Now, righteousness is a long word which simply means a right relationship with God. So now that we've been forgiven, we can live for this right relationship with God, which means we can thank him and praise him and enjoy him. But it also means that we can love each other. So these are ways that we can live for righteousness. But we can look further forward still and see that when Jesus returns, we will be made perfect. And we will have a perfect right relationship with Jesus forever. Now, an illustration of this, I thought about a friend of mine called David. Now, when I met David up in Nottingham, he was 20 years old. And he had had an incredibly difficult life up to that point. He'd lived on the edge of a council estate with his mum and brother And at the age of 13, so pretty near the age of some of you guys here, he'd got in with the wrong group of people, and at 13, he was addicted to heroin. Now, heroin is a really, really nasty drug, and it's really addictive, and it ruins lives. So for the next few years, he was barely attending school, committing lots of petty crimes to try and get money to buy more of the drug, and his life was ruined. But when he was 19, so he'd been addicted to heroin for 6 years, he found a group of people called Betel, which is a charity who looks after people who are in all sorts of different trouble. And by staying with them, he was cured of his addiction to heroin. And better than that, he also became a Christian as well. Now, his life had changed. He'd finished being a heroin addict. And so what was he going to do next? Was he going to go back and do the same things? Definitely not. He ended up, when I met him when he was 20, he was working for Bethel, helping other young men and women in the same position that he had been. So his life changed. He put to death the old life and then lived a new life to help other people. Now that's just a little true story to help illustrate the passage today. And this is the important message that I want you to take home. Whether it's something new that you've never heard before, whether you've heard it before but not responded to it, or maybe you've heard it hundreds of times before, are a believer, but it's a wonderful reminder of what Jesus has done for us. Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for saving us through Jesus' death on the cross if we believe and trust in him. If we're not believing, then help us to let go of our self-dependence and put our trust in Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Now, we traditionally have a time of questions or comments. So if anyone has any questions, please do feel free to ask. Or if anyone has any comments, it'd be great to hear what you want to share as well. We should have a microphone ready if anyone has any questions. Be brave. We've got one there. Fantastic. Thank you, Caroline.
Hello. Can you explain what it means where it says so that we might die to sins?
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. So, dying to sins, it's sort of a big theme. And I think the first thing that we need to do when we die to sins is believe that Jesus has taken away the power and the consequence of sins in our lives, which can be difficult to do at times because we do still sin. But we need to believe that Jesus has taken away the power of sin over us and basically make a plan and pray not to sin. Ask for God's help. We can confess our sins to each other and then support each other through that. But really, and another good advice in the Bible is to flee from temptation. So if there's something in our lives that we know is going to be really difficult, then just don't go near that situation at all. Does that help? Thanks very much. Joanna.
This is a question really from... Are you up?
Are you on?
This is a question really from James. It's about how can we stop worrying about the things that we've done in the past?
Oh, great question. How do we stop worrying about the things we've done in the past? No, that's a really good question. So when Jesus, when the Bible says Jesus takes our sins in his body on the cross, he takes all of them. He takes all the sin, he takes all the guilt, he takes all the shame, and he deals with it on the cross. So if we believe that, then it should feel like a weight, a guilt lifting from our shoulders, that, you know, we don't need to worry about them anymore. There may be some human aspects. We may need to say sorry to people if we have wronged them. And we may need to work to build relationships. But we don't need to worry about being judged by God for them. Thank you for the question. Great. Thank you very much. We're going to sing again. And we're going to respond to God's word in praise. So we're going to sing a song called... Your cross.